Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We are coming towards the end of the liturgical year. It will end a week from Saturday, because a week from Saturday is the last day of the year, and then the following day is the first Sunday of Advent. So Advent is coming, which means get your Christmas shopping done. And we have Black Friday coming and all of that. But towards the end of the liturgical year, we begin to reflect more and more upon the last things, which are death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And so it is altogether fitting then that we read from that most unique book of sacred scripture, the book of Revelation, also known as the book of the Apocalypse. And, you know, usually when we think of Apocalypse or Revelation, we think of the end of the world. Well, the book of Revelation does deal about the end of the world. Its real meaning is visions, things that have been shown. These are visions that were shown to the Apostle John and that he recorded. Though not all of the book of Revelation is visions of John. The first part of the book deals with messages to the churches in Asia Minor. And we have the first one of those to the church in Ephesus, which is the church where St. John was the bishop. And it was here that the Blessed Virgin Mary lived with St. John until her death. But now, there's different traditions. Some maintain that she died in Ephesus and before she was taken up into heaven. The other is that she, sensing her death coming, returned to Jerusalem. And so you'll find two empty tombs of both of the Virgin Mary at both Ephesus and in Jerusalem. Which way it goes, we don't know. But what we do know is at the end of her earthly life, she was taken up body and soul into heaven. So here at Ephesus, which now is ruins in Turkey, we hear that the Lord has some good things to say to the church in Ephesus and some not so good things. The good things are that they have kept to the faith, particularly that they have tested those who say, we're apostles, we're sent from God. And they listened to what they had to say and said, no, you're not, because it's different from what we were taught before, so we know that you're full of it. But not everything is positive. He says, you have lost the love that you had at first. Now, what does this mean? It probably means that they are doing these things not because they love God, but because they're the things to do. And he's calling them to return to the purity of love that they had at first. You may have had times in your life where you do Catholic things just because it's the Catholic thing to do. And there are other times in life that you've done them because you're filled with the fire of the Spirit, or however you want to put it. That is better. Now, you know, sometimes we just have to go through the motions because you can't always be filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit. But it is best to be that way, to do things not simply because you have to, but because you want to. And so remember this. So the next time, you know, you're waking up on Sunday morning, and you say, oh, I've got to go to church, and you would rather not, but you go anyway because it's a thing to do, then remember that what a great privilege it is to be able to worship God on the day of the resurrection of the Lord. And that's just one example. There are all sorts of other things. Oh, I've got to tell the truth because I don't want to go to hell. No, I've got to tell the truth because the truth is a good thing, and so on and so forth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.